Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fan time is 5:24. That means it's time to visit House of 1000 Beer, serving lunch and dinner daily in Warrendale and New Kensington on both Mondays and Fridays. Continue to support those local restaurants and local businesses right now. Talk to another NHL insider. We had Pierre McGuire on last hour. He said he thinks it's a big reach that we get the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. He still thinks it's going to be a long shot for the league to pull this off. We got the 24-team playoff proposal approved by the players over the weekend. We've got the NHL announcing today that they're moving towards phase two, which means players can work out in small groups at NHL team facilities. Right now, let's go out to the fan hotline brought to you by the workers' compensation law firm of Holland Capitis. That's where we find Dennis Bernstein, one of my favorite hosts on NHL Network Radio, to talk a little bit more about this. Dennis, I'll give you a chance to react to what Pierre McGuire told me. He thinks big reach that the NHL is able to pull this off. Are you hearing the same thing?
No. No, the players want to play. The owners definitely want to play. The fans want it. I mean, there would have to be some significant health issues for us not to play. I mean, we're talking about if you're going to do two hub cities, let's say Columbus and Vegas or Edmonton, even L.A., and they've emerged as a possibility. You're talking about, 400 players and some supporting personnel. Right? There are businesses in all those cities that are operating fine. You look up in Edmonton. They have 10 cases, I think, of COVID, having two hospitalizations. You can do it. So I'm not sure. Is it tough logistically? Yeah, this is not what we used to. This is a new normal for everyone. I don't see the circumstance, sort of, like I said, some sort of really backsliding on the statistics or whatever that would prevent us from playing. I think the other leagues are going forward. You see other leagues in Europe executing already. So, Pony, I expect that we're going to play. I mean, I don't think – the one thing is, I don't think the league's in any hurry to start because they're not in any hurry to finish. When they finish the season, whenever it is, assuming they play, there's going to be probably like a 50-day hiatus between the end of this season and early next. So you could be starting next season in December, which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world for the NHL because they'd be competing against the NFL. Maybe even baseball would be going off at that point in time. So I expect that this is going to happen because all the parties involved want it to happen.
I keep hearing late July as the timetable for us to see games. Is that what you're hearing, Dennis?
Yeah. Again, and because they have to figure out, I assume that 14-day quarantine, by the time we get to phase three, will be relaxed, so that won't be an issue. But you want to give these players 2 to 3 weeks to get ready. Maybe even for goaltenders, you might need a little bit more. So I think at this point in time, I think the convention is a late July start, and we're probably contesting for the Stanley Cup in September and probably awarding it in late September, even after Labor Day, as crazy as that sounds. But there's nothing crazy these days.
Dennis Bernstein, NHL Network Radio Insider, joining us here on The Fan. Dennis, give us something about the 24-team playoff proposal that the players approved that, in your opinion, maybe not enough people in the media and the fans are talking about right now, something that really sticks out to you.
The thing that sticks out to me, it's not the format. It's which teams might benefit from 3 months off. Mm-hmm. And I drew the parallel to, like, baseball. When baseball starts early on in April, usually, like, pitching's ahead of hitting. So I think this is going to benefit the more defensive style teams like the Islanders or the Columbus Blue Jackets, because I don't think the offense is going to be clicking. You look at a team like Edmonton, the best power play and penalty kill in the league, and that's why they were the fifth seed coming in here to the postseason the way it looks right now. I don't think those power play and penalty units are going to have the same chemistry they had when they played 70 games and now you took 3 months off. So I think it's maybe the less skilled teams you might look at. Good luck. We're going from a standing start anyway, right? Everything's up for grabs. Who knows what's going to happen? But I think the more defensive-minded teams, at least in the first round, they have a more legitimate shot at upsets than usual. But, Tony, I'll tell you this.
Yep.
Last season, what happened to the one seeds?
They all lost. Yeah.
So, to think that, yeah, right? So to think this is inequitable, that's what makes the Stanley Cup playoff so great, especially the first round, because you don't know what's going to happen. So to say there's inequity, look, Tim Kurchin had a great line. I've been using it for a couple weeks now. We're going to land on the best of a bad idea. That's what's going to happen. And people don't like it. I know Jordan Martinook made some comments, and he probably regrets at this point in time about why he voted no. But I think the situation is, the positive stretch on this is that everybody's healthy. And where you guys are, Jake Kunzel's probably going to be playing. Everybody's going to be healthy. This stands to be the best Stanley Cup playoffs in a long time because everybody's going to be healthy.
Yeah, what about Carolina? You just alluded to it there. They're pretty much in the same boat as the Penguins. A little bit different, but not much. And they voted no. Why?
Well, Jordan Martinook, who's a rep, gave the reasoning that they have to play an extra round. So they're going to have to play 5 rounds, and that's not equitable. That's not fair to them. Well, I got news for Jordan. You only played 68 games this year. So if you're going to play 5 more, that's 73. That's less than the 82. And if we went back to the old version of the playoffs, let's say 16 teams, they would have been in at the first wild card. So instead of opening against the Florida Panthers, they would have opened up against the Washington Capitals. Now, I know they beat the Caps last year in the playoffs, but do you really think that would have been more fair to open up against? You're complaining about opening up against the Florida Panthers, the 11th seed, as opposed to playing the Caps, who you would have played in the first round. I mean, it's kind of silly, right? It kind of probably regrets them making that comment. So that's the logic and reasoning. I understand it. But, again, they've moved past this. So I think he voted no. He gave his reasoning why. But now they're ready to contest for the Stanley Cup, and they've moved off from that. But, again, I kind of question the logic given the facts that he gave of why he thinks that he should have voted no against it.
Dennis Bernstein, NHL Network Radio, here with us on The Fan. What did you make of all of the consternation out there about Carey Price and the way that he affected I mean, it. If you believe some of the reports, he changed the first round from a 3-game series to a 5-game series. Dennis, what was your take? As someone that studies and follows hockey so closely, what did you make of that whole discussion?
Pony, were you and your fans out there running for the hills when you heard you're going to play Montreal?
No.
The team that lost to Detroit 4 times this season?
No. And I said that, Dennis. But the thing that I had to keep coming back to was the players seemed to think Price is something great. They voted him the best goaltender in the NHL again this year. It's not the fans that are worried about them. It seemed like it was more almost organizational or player-driven than anything else.
Pony, that team won 19 games in regulation.
I know.
They don't match up pound for pound.
They're awful.
Who do you want to play in the first round? Ottawa? I mean, I don't get it. I'm on the air in Montreal every week.
Yep.
I know that team in and out. There's no way. Carey would have to save. He'd have to have a save percentage of .990 for them to beat the Penguins. I mean, really, with a healthy Jacob, there's just no way. I don't understand the logic of it. Like, that's the guy you're afraid of? Like, the 12th seed in this league, a team that underperformed all season. Yeah, anybody could get hot. Look at Tampa. You know?
Right.
And I think the reason Tampa voted against it is because they heard the word postseason and they're so scared of the postseason because they never do good in it that they just voted automatically against postseason, anything in the postseason. But I don't get organizationally why I would beg to play Montreal. They're not ready. They sold at the deadline.
Right.
They trade players away, and you're afraid of playing.
So you don't think, Dennis, you don't think that you brought up the system and defensive thing. You don't think that Julien in that series is a big advantage for them, the coach?
No. I watch the team play. I don't see where they're going to score goals.
Yeah, I agree.
Like, they have a huge disadvantage in the middle, right? I mean,
no doubt.
How do they stack up in the middle against Pittsburgh?
Terribly.
They don't. Yeah, they don't. It's a mismatch, to be honest with you. And look, If the Penguins lose, then it's their fault. This is not the NBA where you put one player on a team like LeBron James, yep, and all of a sudden you're going to breach through the playoffs. This is not the case, Pony. It's very, very different. So I was kind of shocked that anybody would be concerned about playing Montreal in the playoffs the way they played and the way they dealt away players to the deadline.
What do you think the NHL should decide to do with the four bye teams? Dennis, what should those teams do while that best of five series is going on? What do you think the best move is, and what do you think will happen?
Tony, I get the logic of wanting them to play to keep them a little bit more fresh, but there's an injury factor. Well, the seeding stuff, you don't have home ice anywhere.
Yep.
I don't think it makes any sense. Who cares about seeding? Will you play first, fourth, whatever? This is going to be the biggest crapshoot of all because we're playing from a standing start. So I get what I would do is I would just bring those team in a week later, start their training camps a week later, have them practice. They're going to be scouting the opposition. You know, obviously, you know, Boston's going to be scouting, you know, they received probably the 8-9 seed. So I get it. I don't understand it conceptually, the thing that the seeding even means anything, because the matchups, if you've got teams complaining of playing the 12th seed with Carey Price, you're going to complain about anything, right? So I don't understand it other than to keep these teams fresh. But I concern myself that if, you know, Tampa's playing in the seeding round and Steven Samuels gets hurt again for a meaningless game, because it's truly meaningless to seed those four teams again.
Yep.
It doesn't really make any sense. And then you're not rewarding Boston for having an exceptional season.
Correct.
They should be the first seed. They had 100 points coming into the break. To do that again, look, will it create revenue because there's more games televised? Yep, I get it. I understand it. If that's the true goal and they want to be transparent by saying, we just need more revenue, we want to televise more games, these will be a series of more games that we can televise, I get it, I understand it. But to reseed it, to me, doesn't really make any conceptual sense,
okay,
on why you'd want to do that.
Speaking of reseeding, what do you think they'll end up doing with the first round winners? Do you think they'll reseed it the way they used to do it before we went back to the divisional playoffs, Dennis, or do you think they'll lock it in? So,
yeah,
for example, if Montreal were to somehow, in some bizarre way, upset the Penguins, do you think they'd play the one seed, or do you think they'd play Philly in the first round or
no,
the second?
I think they play the one seed, Pony, because we're not going in divisional format, right? We're going conference format.
Yep.
So I think that's what happened. I don't think that they, and again, it doesn't really matter. Like, the seeding was all about home ice. It's no one team's going to have home ice is probably Columbus, and it's not even – I debated that. Like, you know, my point about this playing in hubs, and I broke the story that Los Angeles is in the mix now. But, you know, for Columbus, maybe they get to the conference final. For them to play in their home rink possibly seven times to get to berth of a Stanley Cup final, I think is not truly fair. And so when Los Angeles came up as opposed to Edmonton or Vegas, I think it's more fair. You put them in a place where nobody has the advantage. But I think because we aren't a conference setup, we're not divisionally, and there truly is no home ice advantage, I think you just reseed the teams and you make it harder for the 11 or 12 or 10 teams that they get through with those seeds to play the toughest competition. I think that's what we'll finally see. And it may lend itself towards reseeding, Tony, when we get to, you know, past all this, you know, this disaster that we're going through right now, and in future seasons, you might see reseeding. So, but I do think they'll reseed at this point for this season, for this particular playoff.
Is there a first round matchup you really like? Is there something that you see from this 5-12, 6-11, 7-10, 8-9, Dennis, that you think is the most appealing from your viewing standpoint?
No, Pony, I just want the freaking games back, bro. I don't care about it.
I agree.
How you play them. If you could put Ottawa and Detroit in there, I wouldn't care.
I agree.
No, you know what? I would have liked to have seen a five-game series between Calgary and Edmonton, because those teams would have, you know, destroyed each other, and neither team would have been standing at the end. So there's nothing really intriguing or compelling for me. The only one now is because of the chatter about Carey Price.
Right.
I want to see Pittsburgh and Montreal play. I want to see if that's everybody who's scared of this, you know, world's greatest goaltender, is that would really come to volition. So,
and do you think
that's the one series I'm looking at? Yeah.
And do you think the next round is going to be best of five or best of seven, Dennis?
I think they're going to go back to best of seven.
Okay.
I think you're best of five now, best of seven, because you want more games.
Right.
I mean, they're trying to make back revenue. I know you won't have plant fans in the stands, but you want to televise as many opportunities, and you want to stay as true as you can to the old format, right? Because that was the best. Four rounds of seven, I get it. We can't do it now. We have to make up some games because we didn't finish the regular season. I get it, I understand that. But I would, starting with after the play-in round, I want best of seven. I think that's would be, because then it eliminates those people that talk about the asterisk about the season, which I think is a bunch of crap. Mm-hmm. But I would suspect that they're going to go best of seven after this first play of best of five series.
You don't think that people inside hockey actually feel that way, do you? That there are players and executives and coaches who actually think it would come with an asterisk?
Here's been my line for the last couple of weeks. You go to Jonathan Toews and tell him that in 2013, when they had 48 games for a lockout, his ring he's wearing for the 2013 season isn't should be an asterisk on that ring. You tell him to his face that.
Yeah.
I know what the answer will be, right? No. These players, and now I can tell you it's more legitimate because you were off for 3 months and then you started again. Some team, if they do, or one of the qualifiers, would have played five rounds to win a Stanley Cup. That's harder. That's not easier. That's harder. And you're playing in August and September when your body's supposed to be taking a rest. No, I'll submit to you this is maybe more legitimate and maybe more difficult. Not only that, the injury factor. You're going to play teams. Every team you're going to play is going to be at full strength, healthy, once we start this playoff. So I will tell you that the people are 180 degrees wrong that say this should be an asterisk. This, in fact, could be much harder, much more difficult than a normal Stanley Cup playoff.
There you have it. NHL Insider from NHL Network Radio in the fourth period. Dennis Bernstein is a great listen, and this was a lot of fun. Thank you for your thoughts, Dennis. Have a great Memorial Day. Hope to do it again soon.
Good being on the air with you, Pittsburgh Pony. Thanks for the time. Appreciate it.
You bet. Dennis Bernstein.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.